Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charmette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charmette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charmette
Mitchell.
What's going on, family? How are you doing? Listen, this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. So excited that you're tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, we're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Oh, we love all of our listeners that are tuning in from everywhere. We thank you so much for checking out the show every Tuesday. That's right, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We keep it hot. We bring you phenomenal guests, wonderful shows. You know how we do. We just do things right for you. Listen, so you can stay up to date on all of the great shows I have lined up for you, I want you to visit my official website and join my email list. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Join my email list, and you can do that by going to www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. Excuse me. Hey, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Listen, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. I'm in iTunes. Look for Charvette. Look, I make it real easy for you to connect with us and listen to the show and check out all of the great things that we have going on for you. So, you know, as always, the show. Awesome. We are excited to bring you another phenomenal show today. I have a special guest that will be joining us shortly. I'm telling you, the Charvette Mitchell Radio are getting so much buzz these days, ladies and gentlemen. You definitely have to keep it locked and make sure you continue to check us out. Listen, next week we're going to be talking to Crystal Aiken, so you want to make sure you keep that on your calendar and join us. But I'm going to go ahead and get into our first segment. You know, I'm a big reality show fan, so I know some of you are probably like, oh, okay, where is she going with this? Anyway, I've been checking out P. Diddy's Making His Band. So for those that may not know about that show, in a gist, he's going out on the road again. He's getting together his own band. And the previous shows, he kind of put together a girl band, a guy band, all that. He's going back on the road. He's putting together his own band. He's looking for bass players, drummers, all this, and background vocalists. So I was watching the show, and I was like, you know what? I really want to know, what is the real life of a background vocalist? So ladies and gentlemen, I decided to pull together three phenomenal ladies that are in the virtual studio with us right now, and they're going to just share with us kind of some tips, some inside scoop about being a background vocalist. Are you ready? Let's go ahead and get this party started. Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest has been a background vocalist for Reuben Studdard, J.J. Harrison, John Fox, many, many others. She recently won Richmond's Gospel Best Competition. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about none other than Dionne Lee. Welcome to the show, Dee.
Thank you.
So glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest that is coming to the virtual mic, she has graced many, many stages, many notable events. Oh, my goodness, Stella Awards, BET Awards, BET Celebration of Gospel. I mean, I could go on and name more and more. This stylish, chic young lady is a professional background vocalist for the dynamic duo we call Mary Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give a big hand for Ms. Gugu Atkins. Welcome to the show, Gugu.
Hello, thank you.
We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here as well.
All right, great. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, this next guest, oh my goodness, has been a background vocalist for Mary Mary, Reuben Studdard, Fantasia, and more. And she's just a phenomenal sister and just has a sweet spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Allison Lilly to the show. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, everybody.
We're glad to have you all on the show.
Hi.
So I'm telling you, yeah, say hi to everybody. So listen, you know what? I'm going to start with Gugu. I'm going to put you on a hot seat first. Is that okay?
Fine, I think.
That's fine. Isn't that Jerry Springer, so it's not anything crazy.
Okay.
We're not bringing out anything crazy.
I'm trying to be safe.
Great. What I'd like for you to share with our listeners is kind of when an artist is looking for a background vocalist, a professional background vocalist, what is an artist looking for?
An artist is looking for versatility. A lot of singers and musicians and whatnot, they come from out of the church. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in church we sing a lot, we do a lot, but we're singing a lot of church music. So a lot of times they want to know how versatile you can be because, I mean, you wouldn't want to go sing churchy when you're auditioning for Britney Spears. But
right.
Britney Spears plays quite well, so you would want to be on that gig. So I think they're looking for versatility in the way you sound and a lot of times in the way you look.
All right, versatility key. And so would you say, like just in your observation of maybe new background vocalists or just people you've observed, what mistakes do people make that are either background vocalists or trying to pursue that career? What mistakes have you seen?
Don't get ahead of yourself. We all see ourselves in the future, and so in the future I'm this great, wonderful, magnificent person that you all may not see right now.
Uh-huh.
So don't get ahead of yourself. Stay humble. It's okay that you want to get there, but know, like, keep in mind that you're not there yet. You know, so stay down to earth. When you go to audition, get to the meat of the song as soon as possible, like within the first 5 seconds of singing. Get to the meat of the song. People do not have all day. That's another thing. People take forever to audition. And just be prepared. Be as prepared as you possibly can. You know, bring pictures, bring everything you possibly can. Dress the part. You know, don't run in after work and just say, oh, I'm coming in this whole thing and I'm just going to sing. You know, be prepared. People like you to be prepared and have a good attitude.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, good sound advice. Thank you so much, Gugu. All right. So, Dion, I'm going to jump to you. Yeah.
Yes.
What are some of the myths that you would dispel about being a background vocalist? I can imagine there are a lot of people, and as I watch kind of P. Diddy's making his band, I see some probably perceptions and things that people have in mind. What are some of the myths that you would dispel about being a background vocalist?
Well, I think that a lot of people looking from the outside, they think that it's glamorous, and they have to realize that the background singers are not the artist. And,
right.
you know, what is glamorous for the artist is not glamorous for the background singers or even the band for that, you know, for that point. But, you know, and another thing, they think that because you sing background for a particular person or a particular group that you're a part of, you know, the in crowd, or they think that you have some special connections with that, you know, with those people. But, you know, we have to go through protocol the same way everybody else does, you know, so that's, you know, a big thing.
Great. I think that's a great point to make. Great
and then to also to echo what Gugu was saying about the auditions, you know, I feel like in a lot of the auditions, like she said, people come from a church background, so they get in the auditions and they do all these riffs and runs and things that they would do in church,
right.
when basically the industry may be looking just for, you know, something simple or just sing the standard, you know, and then, you know, just go with that. But, you know, that's a good tip for going into auditions. Don't give them everything. Give them enough to say, wow, we want to hear more, you know.
Show some control.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, Gugu.
Hi, Dee Dee. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Tommy.
Lily.
Cool. We're just having a blast here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I'm talking to three dynamic young ladies. This segment is about being a professional background vocalist. That's right. We have a special guest coming up a little bit later in the show, and I am talking to Dion Lee, Gugu Atkins, and Allison Lilly. So, Allison, I'm going to jump to you. Kind of describe, what is it really like being on tour and on the road? What's a day in the life of a background vocalist from your perspective?
Oh, the day in the life of a background vocalist. If it's your passion, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It is a lot of fun, you know. It has its, you know, it has its upsides. I mean, you know, if singing is something that you love to do, and my God, if you get to sing and actually do background for one of your favorite artists, as I had the wonderful opportunity to do, it was great, you know. You get a chance to minister, you get a chance to learn and to glean from your artists, and you just have the opportunity to just really go to some beautiful places and some places where, you know, where you might not have the opportunity to go otherwise and to meet people. But I do want, you know, aspiring artists and different people to know that it's not all glamorous, just as Dion and Gugu were saying. You know, there are late flights, there are flight delays.
Oh, my
you know, there are hotel mix-ups. I remember sitting in the airport all night long, like, feeling like, oh, my God, I'm going to cry. I'm going to lose it. You know, coming from one gig, going to another, you might not get there. As soon as you get there, you got to go to sound check, and your eyes are burning. But, you know, if it's your passion, it, you know, you just you just take the bitter with the sweet.
All right. And mix it all together. So it's got to be your passion, certainly, or something I hear.
It's got to be your passion. And you got to have good and right motives. If you have really good intentions, you know, try not to go on the door, you know, I want to be a background singer, but everywhere you go, you have your package on you, you have your CD, you have your pictures, you have your portfolio, and you're passing your portfolio. And it's like, you know, you're working. You know?
Right.
So that's somebody that has some other agenda.
Yeah. It goes back to intentions and motives. This, you know, in time, God will promote you. Not to say, you know, don't be prepared.
Right.
But, you know, don't be overzealous, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
For nothing.
So, Gugu, let me jump back to you. So, certainly you all are seen as celebrities, too. There's certainly a celebrity-ness that you have on you. Do you all have groupies as well, Gugu?
Oh, my God. You would ask me this question.
I asked you the question.
Allison.
Let me answer for Gugu. Gugu, I got to tell you this. Gugu is okay, Gugu, you got to give a shout out to my minister of music and my church. He is in love with you.
Oh, you just put him on
blast. His name is Devon Jefferson. Gugu, please tell him hi. Before I have to stab him.
Hi, Devon. I love you too.
Oh.
Yes, Gugu has groupies.
Oh, please. Okay, so to answer that question,
yes.
The problem I have, you know, you have people that try to latch on to you, but
right.
The problem that I have is, be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you come to me and say, because what we do is exciting, you know, it would be silly for me to push people away or be mean to people just because they're excited about what I do, because it's even exciting to me, or at least it was. But I understand the excitement, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, so when you come to me and you're honest and you say, oh my God, I love what you do. Oh wow, you get to go here, you get to meet this person, you get to dress up and be pretty, you get to be on stage and you get to, I understand that. But what bothers me is when people assume that we have some sort of relationship that we don't have. That drives me insane. You know, I'm the type of girl that's like, hey, sis, how you doing? But we're not actually sisters. And so all the pictures that you have of my cousins and nieces and nephews up on your Facebook and MySpace pages, I need you to take them down because that's a little weird, you know. My sister Tina, she doesn't go by her birth name. She goes by Tina, and Tina's her name. So some people find out, you know, her birth name is longer than Tina. It was a short version. And I was on Facebook, and there was this picture. Now, Tina is very anti-computer and all that. She checks her email about twice a month. I mean, once every 2 or 3 months.
Uh-huh.
So I go on Facebook, and there's this person with my sister's birth name. There are pictures of her children and everything. That is not the thing to do with Tina Campbell of Mary Mary, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
It's things like that that just, like, gets you a little, like, weirded out. But as it pertains to me personally, I don't mind if people are genuinely excited because I'm used to it now. But we're all excited by things. It's an exciting industry. I'm blessed to do what I do. But I don't like when people assume that because I'm candid and I'm down to earth and I'm kind of open, I don't like for them to assume that we're literally best friends and that you really do know me because you don't.
Well,
and
you know what? And I totally think that social networking and the social media outlets we have, it makes people feel that they are so close to one another, even though you've never met. And it's a reality check that, you know, this is, we just happen to be able to connect this way, but we're actually really not that connected. I knew you all had some stories or something funny to share.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Anything funny happened to you while you were on a gig with an event, you know, as a background vocalist? Anything funny you want
to share?
Let
me tell you, I think just the spirit of comedy follows me wherever I go because that is never a dull moment. I'm telling you. Allison can vouch for this.
Please share an example.
Allison, is not something funny always happening. Something funny is always happening. Even when we're in church, something will happen to Allison and look at me and she'd be like, straighten it up, D, straighten it up.
Can you give us an example of something that happened, like on stage or when you were at a gig?
Oh, my goodness.
Dan, tell everyone in web world about the time when we had to sing at a church and you had a cup of grapes besides your popcorn.
Uh-oh.
Did I hear a cup of grapes?
A cup of fruit, a cup of grapes.
Okay, so Allison, she can't get it out, so are you going to tell us?
Yeah. I don't know what it is with Dionne, if she has tapeworm or she just likes snacks.
Uh-huh.
But wherever we go, she has some kind of fruit, some kind of candy, popcorn, trail mix. It's something. And I remember, I can't remember, I don't know if the cup of grapes knocked over or
okay.
something, but something always happens funny with Dionne Lee.
Oh, my.
And our listeners that know Dionne, they can attest to that.
You all are bananas. Now, have you all had an opportunity to travel together or do background vocals together at any point?
Yes. This is Goo. I worked with Allison for years with Erica and Tina, and she is like the model person to ever have to work with ever.
Yeah,
like she is like honestly, if there are artists out there listening, please you need Allison. First of all, she's an amazing vocalist, but she just fits right in. She's just quiet. She doesn't do too much. She doesn't overstep her boundaries. Never ever ever gets in the way. Very respectful, but. She is a blazing soprano, but
I've worked with
her.
And I've kind of worked with Dee in passing. I see Dee when I'm in Richmond, and I hear a lot of the Dee stories through Allison. And so when I meet her, I'm kind of like I spoke of my groupies earlier, and I kind of feel like I know her better than I do. But I don't harass her with it, you know.
Right.
But, I know Dee, when I come to Richmond, we kind of spend some time and hang out and laugh with each other, too.
Oh, how nice of that.
But to also echo what Gugu was saying about Allison, how amazing she is, Allison is the one person that is always in the group that keeps everybody together and keeps
Absolutely.
Everybody focused. And it's like, okay, guys, come on, we have a job to do. Yes, and she's like the mother for every. She's a church mother. Allison is a church mother. But a singing church mother. Let me tell you, Allison takes you in. She takes you in. And to echo what she was saying about not overstepping your boundaries, a lot of artists, you know, that even though you're singing background for an artist, and maybe you can sing as good or better than the artist, you need to know your place. You need to know that you're there to be a support for them, not to oversing them and not to try to outshine them because you will get sent home. You will get sent home. I had a friend that was on the India Outreach Tour, and he thought he was going to get his moment to shine. And she said, thank you. Here's your plane ticket.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you just can't. It's not your show. You have to be there to support that artist. That's why they, you know, hired you or whatever. So,
I'm actually making enchiladas for Shantae Chan and Mimi Doc, who are India Irie singers. They're in town, and I'll be going to see her tonight.
Yes.
So
love
you know, that's a good point for any industry, any business that you are in. You need to stay in your lane and do what you're supposed to do, and your gift will make room for you anywhere.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, this is how you girls, I'm going to have to bring y'all back. Y'all are just phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Those that are visiting with us in the chat room, we say hello. Thank you for stopping in. Those that are on the phone line, we see you, too. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And I'm talking to some phenomenal professional background vocalists, Dionne Lee, Gugu Atkins, and Allison Lilly, and they're just shedding some light on the background vocal list world and just giving you some tips. And so I want to wrap up this segment with each of you kind of giving maybe final comments, final tips for aspiring background vocalist, or I'm going to say aspiring artist. It could be an aspiring praise team member, you know, in a church. Mm-hmm. What's kind of the final tip that you have for anyone kind of aspiring to do something in the music industry? And I'm going to start with Gugu, go to Dionne, and then end up with Allison. All right, Gugu, your tips.
Okay, if you're aspiring to be an artist or a background singer, know all types of music. You know, in the church world, we're all obsessed with Kimberell, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
You know, but don't be Kimberell. You understand what I'm saying? Because
right.
Kimberell is Kimberell, you know, and she reinvents herself quite well. So we don't need to do that. We don't need to be Mary. We don't need to be, you know, whoever. You know, be who you are. Get to know more music. Listen to some James Taylor. Listen to some, you know, get to know more than just your genre because say, for example, you're a phenomenal singer, but you're going to go on the road with Shania Twain, you know what I mean, who's a country artist. She's not looking for you to be churchy. She's looking for you to be something else. So it's wise as a singer to be versatile and to be prepared. But like Allison said, every time you are in the presence of artists and people in the industry, it's not audition time. But when audition time does come around, make sure you're prepared. So I would say make sure you're prepared. Make sure you know. Make sure you're versatile. Make sure that you're sweet and that you're nice. That goes a long, long way. I was saying about Allison, even if she wasn't a phenomenal singer, she's just a nice person.
Yes.
And that goes so far in this industry. Some people may be looking like, how does this person stay working? They're just, you know, okay. But you know what? They probably have the best attitude. And some people, you're wondering why they're not working. Maybe they don't have the best attitude, and they won't conform to what is required for that particular job. So keep your eyes and ears open. Stay humble. It's okay to pray for humility, you know, because sometimes we all have to. But, you know, pray for that and just stay humble and be prepared.
All right. Well said. Thank you so much for joining the show.
You're welcome.
All right. Dionne, what are your comments?
Yes. I'm just going to say be anxious for nothing. You know that's what you want to do, and you know that's your passion. Study while God is preparing what he wants you to do and perfecting his will in you. So, you know, I know that you may want it bad and you want to just get out there and do it. But while you're waiting, study your craft. Make yourself prepared. Prepare yourself. Learn things. Learn the industry. Learn music. Learn how to read music, because like Google said, you're not going to always be doing church music. What if you get called out to sing with, you know, Shania Twain, or you have to go do an orchestra set or something, you know. So study the craft. Be professional at all times. Do what you are assigned to do. Stay in your lane and let God elevate you in his due season.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much,
Yes.
Dionne. Enjoyed your energy.
Yes. I love it.
Last but not least, Allison Lilly.
You know, the most important key thing that I think that we could share with all aspiring artists and all those people that want to do that, I would say to you, be active and be committed and faithful in your local churches.
Yes,
that's right.
Be faithful in your local assemblies. If you are faithful over a few things, he will make you ruler over many. But prove true at home and in your local church. It's something to run around the world and do everything for everywhere else. But, you know, charity really does begin at home.
Mm-hmm.
Work at home, be faithful at home, and then God sees and he will elevate you. And also, too, go ahead and buy the CDs that you want to, you know, the artists that you want to work with. I was an avid fan of Mary Mary, so when the opportunity came my way, you know, I'm like, oh, I know it in the morning. I can sing it in my sleep. I sing it in my job. You know, rehearsals were tough. But, you know, it wasn't that. It was just, you know, just tweaking and really perfecting things. Because Mary, you know, they're perfectionists, you know. But it was easy for me because I was already familiar with the material. So, like Thomasina and Dionne said, know your material. If you want to be a background singer for CC Winans, go out and get every CC Winans project and learn every song. And then that way, when God opens the door, you're already prepared. Sometimes we're like, well, God, how come you're not opening the door? And he's like, well, I'm not going to open the door and you're not prepared.
Yeah.
So go ahead and prepare yourself so you can just walk through the door when it's open.
Oh, my God. Now, that'll preach right there. Man.
Glory. Hallelujah. Preach, mother, preach.
Next time you come back.
$10 more, Saints. Just give me $10 more. Everybody give me $10.
Everybody give me $10. I love your energy. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining the show. And listen,
thank you
for
that.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to the show. Thanks a lot. Stay tuned.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. customer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Z's will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Z's is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Z's.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. It looks like our special guest, we might have had a little bit of a conflict, but we will work on getting her scheduled again. But listen, check back with us next Tuesday. We're going to be talking to Crystal Aiken. And check out our archives. A lot of great people have come through the show. And you can always go back and listen to the full show. If you missed any portion of the interview, any of the past interviews we've had, no problem. The easiest way to do that is to go to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Check me out on Facebook. We can connect. It's all under my name, Charvette, Charvette. We make it real easy for you. Make it real simple for you. Also, you can have the show downloaded on your iPod. That's right, on your iPod for free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store and search for Charvette and subscribe to the free podcast, and you can just have the show on your iPod. Isn't that awesome? Just makes it easy for you. Again, we thank you so much. Earlier, we talked to three dynamic background vocalist. They gave you some really, really good tips. I mean, you all better take them to heart. We talked to Dion Lee. We talked to Gugu Atkins and Allison Lilly. Check out the full show. Share the link with a friend. And ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again, we want to just say have a great day.
Charmette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charmette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.